WQCQ, this is the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, we do have an event coming up here on January 24th. That is a Saturday, which is Winter Field Day 2026. Again, that is 2 weeks from now, just under 2 weeks from now. And all clubs across the country are going to participate in. And it's a fun, challenging opportunity to put amateur radio skills to the test in real-world winter conditions. And the location of this, and it'll be 1273 Reese Mill Road in Pickens, South Carolina. And let's see. That it says 10 a.m. until late night. And it's open to everybody. You don't have to be a licensed amateur radio operator to attend. If you're just curious and you're not licensed, you might have an opportunity to get on the radio and talk to somebody. So we'll now begin the roll call. This is a direct-to-net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight we're going to start with the pre-net check-ins, and then Echo Link, then we'll go to the RF section. After pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia, KF4CKT, John in Honeypath, KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia, KE4VGN, that's Richard in Greenville, N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia, N4DFM, that's Tony in Richmond, Virginia, AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, WA4JJZ, that's Andy in Aiken, South Carolina, and KO4ZEW, Ben in Malden. From KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KG4PFI, Don, along with Christine. KQ4ZWS, they're in Traveler's Rest. Christine's in Traveler's Rest. Don's in Piedmont. They're two separate stations. And then KR4FHX, that's Jamie in Gaffney, South Carolina. Then KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. And KR4CZI, that is Walter in Anderson. And then W4SBX, that's Brad in Simpsonville. Casey in Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Landed in Liberty. Free net check-ins, let's check in with our Echolink stations. Echolink stations and Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Romeo 4 India Oscar Romeo. This is Nikki over in Seneca, and I'm negative and negative in short time.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee to Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KR4IOR. That is Nikki in Seneca, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight. And you're a short time, so you can secure your station whenever you want to. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4Yankee Hotel Yankee. That is Jim in Berea. Thanks for checking in. We'll check in with Echo Link here in a little bit. Let's see. Let's go ahead and go to the RF portion. Tonight is Monday. Do we do this is the first letter in the suffix of your call sign, which is the first letter after the number, of your call sign that begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 internet, call KO4JKV.
At all internet, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Mahoma Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Duncan. Thanks for calling that, sir.
JKV. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform, November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform, November. Nelson. In Greenville and Roger Spartanburg, something new and different. Negative, negative, over. JKV.
Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Kenton, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative, Duncan. Thanks.
04 JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Kilo Romeo 4, Echo KR4EEE Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, and 73 to all on the net.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Patrick, our Sunday night net controller, and Penrose tonight. Good to hear you tonight, Patrick. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4GUN. That's Nelson, mobile, Greenville to Spartanburg. Thanks for checking in tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Harry. Then we'd like to welcome KR4EEE, that is Greg in Hendersonville. Thanks for checking in with me tonight. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group, call KO4JKV. We have everybody in that group, so let's move on to India Through Lima. India Through Lima, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Checking it out, Kilo Golf 4, Juliet in the Alpha. It's KG4JI, Dennis in Gaffney. Good evening to you and all of the net. 73.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James, up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
JKV. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Duncan. Hope you and yours are fine. No traffic, no comments.
Worth JKV. Duncan, please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer. Negative and negative tonight. Over.
4 JKV. Thank you for calling this net for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little stretcher, maybe. And I hope everybody has a good night. 73.
JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KG4JIA. That's Dennis in Gaffney. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dennis. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, James. Then we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. And Sid, for those of you who don't know, Sid runs a couple nets. One is on the Bearwalla Mountain Repeater. That's Sundays at 8 p.m. Every Sunday at 8. And that is 146640 with a tone of 91.5. K's at 9 p.m. He runs a 6-meter net. And that's 53.130 with a tone of 100. And last Friday, Sid, I was able to... tune into that and listen, but I don't have it set up to transmit, but I could receive on that net really good, so I'm going to give that a try. You'll hear from me soon, so thanks for checking in. Welcome KK4JD, that is Joe and Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Joe. Then we got KK4JBQ Larry, along with his wife Donna, KC4MFK. And they're in Greer, and I do have you down for some comments, Larry, so we'll be back to you in a bit. Any other stations in the India through Lima group, call KO4JKP. Again with Echo Link, Echo Link stations, and Echo Link stations only, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV, N2, SWJ, that's November 2, Sierra Whiskey Juliet, and I'll be negative.
With 4JKV and the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we got, I just got your call sign. I think your Echo Link was cutting out on you. I got an N2SWJ, and if you could come back with your name and location real quick.
This is, I'm in the Big Apple, and I'll be negative and negative. N2SWJ.
We'd like to welcome N2SWJ, Scott, and he's in the Big Apple this evening. And have fun up there in the big city. And thanks for checking in tonight on Echo Link. And let's see, there was that station that popped in and popped out. They said, nope. And so we're back to the RF portion. And I believe we're at the Mike through Papa section, M through P, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is Kilo Oscar 4. Mike, Whiskey, Yankee, Larry, and Simpsonville. I'm be negative and negative. A good 73 to everybody.
Charles Duncan, Ted, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Shell, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KO4J, I'd like to welcome KO4MWY, that is Larry in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight. And then we'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that is Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and they're in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, in Wearsholes. Thanks for getting everybody checked in tonight, Lorena. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Now let's check in with our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call Net Control.
Net Control. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. I apologize for being late.
4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We would like to welcome KO4WTQ. That's Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Greg. And there's no points off for being late, so we're just glad to have you. All right, let's go back to the RF section, and let's step on up to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Control TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4JKV. And please check in Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm in Duncan, headed back to Moore. No traffic, no comments. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Rusty. Good signal.
4JKV. Hey, Duncan, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lehman Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative in there. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hello, Rusty.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome N0TR. That is Tom and Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. Next, we'd like to welcome WU2T. That's Rusty. Mobile down there, heading from Duncan to Moore. Thanks for checking in tonight. And then we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Chris in Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. All right, any other stations in the Quebec Through Tango group, call KO4JKV. Got everybody in that group, so let's check in with EchoLink again. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now.
Yep, KO4JKV, Duncan, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha. KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood. No traffic and no table.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. All right, heading back to the RF portion. We are at Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KO4JKV.
For JKV. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name's Tommy, also please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela, here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
If you would, please check in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Zulu, Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. This is Alan. I'm mobile tonight. 385 and 85.
Kilo, Quebec, 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose. I'm in Taylor, South Carolina, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
KB. Everybody on the net, could you please check in KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we would like to welcome K4XB, that's Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD, and they're in Southern Greenville County. Good to hear you tonight, Tommy. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4ZYU. That's Alan. Mobile there, around the 385-85 area. Be careful out there on the roads. Thanks for checking in. Welcome KQ4YQI. That is Jose and Taylors. Good to hear you tonight, Jose. And then we'd like to welcome KQ4YOO. That's Clint and Honeypath. Thanks for checking in tonight, Clint. Let's see, any other stations in the Uniform through Zulu group, call KO4JKV. So that takes us to the top of the alphabet and the last group of the evening, and that is Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. That's Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q, and all on the net.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KI4DOS. That's Gary, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. And they're in Easley, South Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Gary. And Gary is our Wednesday night net controller, and he also is the MC of the swap net. That is, immediately follows the net on Wednesday. Every Wednesday, if you want to buy, sell, or trade anything radio-related, then check in with Gary. All right, let's go ahead and open it up to the entire alphabet, which is Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, call KO4JKV.
Please check in and out. Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot, Papa, Juliet,
JR4FBJ. This is Ray in Woodruff.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll be in and out. Thanks for calling in tonight.
JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. You're at home in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for on the net tonight.
KO4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KR4FPJ. That's Ray in Woodruff. Good to hear you tonight, Ray. Then we'd like to welcome KO4IPB. That's Paul in Greenville. Thanks for checking in tonight, Paul. Next, we'd like to welcome K4HNR. That's Connor in Greenville, one of our net controllers. Good to hear you tonight, Connor. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. Just about have it for now, but we'll check here in a little bit. This is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion with periodic stops between RAG 2s to check in if there's any other check-ins. Tonight we have one on the stump, and that is our buddy Larry, KK4JBQ. Call KO4JKV.
4JKV, this is KK4JBQ. Well, the fact is, I just didn't want this net to go without anybody stretching it out a little bit and giving others who just can't for some reason, just can't get here around 9. maybe we'll get one or two more. And I thought, in the meantime, you know, while others have checked in, sounds like you've got a good net going. What's your number so far?
The number is, let's see, 52. So we're doing good. It's been around 50 usually, but if I make it over 50, I have a big celebration, and I stay up way too late. Because that's a good thing. And also, normally there's somewhere around 20 pre-net check-ins tonight. I think there's around there, about 19. But there's getting to be more and more RF check-ins, which is good. I like to hear people checking in on the radio. So I got a whole full college ruled sheet filled up and then 5 spaces on the backside of that. So it's doing pretty good. Over.
Well, that's a good way of measuring it. Okay, that's good. I guess I've been checking into this net for, since 2012, maybe a little before that. I wasn't actually checking in, but my father-in-law, in an effort to get me up to speed on how this works. He called this net and gave, a check-in and corresponded with whoever the net control was at that night. I just don't remember, to tell you the truth, who it was. But he's Donna's father, and he's gone to his reward now, and I miss him a great deal. I really do. He was truly my Elmer and introduced me to the hobby and showed me how much fun it was. And I, of course, by just paying attention, I realized this is a good group of people. This is a friendly group of people. And, what can I say? You are really welcome. Anybody that can hear my voice right now, you are really welcome here. And it's kind of laid back most of the time. There are some times when things pop and sizzle, of course. But it's kind of laid back. And if that's your kind of communication just to keep your radio lively. You're always welcome here. Well, with that in the bag, I was wondering what in the heck can I talk about. But this one, the one I decided on, this one is a little different. So I'm not going to ask everybody to join me in considering this, only if it appeals to you. I would ask you to think how it is after you've checked in here tonight and the evening begins to wind down and you start gathering your doodahs to that's one of my mama's sayings. I haven't heard that in a long time. Just remembering my mom now, so yeah, she'd say doodahs. So you're getting ready for bed, and just lately, just this week, it has gotten cold. And we had a nice warm spell. So when the cold comes after such a nice, I just want to say that again, such a nice warm period of weather, it's shocking, absolutely shocking. So Donna had done a little shopping for a cover. She's covering up while watching TV sometimes. It's just I think it's 100% polyester. It's lightweight, and it insulates. It keeps you warm, and she tucks it up around her neck. Reads and, you know, whatever. So along with that came, I should like to call it a scarf. It's about a scarf, you know, maybe 7 foot long and not very wide, just a strip of fabric, so to speak. But it's the same material, and I came along with it. It was kind of a bonus, you know. So I asked her if I might take that. And so I've folded it up so it fits several folds. I don't know, maybe three folds. And then I wrap it around my neck. I want to tell you, if you can keep your head warm and your neckline, you know, the night will go better. Now, there's a tip, and it didn't cost you anything, so if it's useful to you, go ahead, give it a try. If you've got a scarf in the house or if you can pick up one somewhere, these little things, they weren't much. And just fold it up, wrap it around snugly around your neck, and oh my goodness, you just that's where a lot of the heat from your body goes out the top of your head like a chimney, you know, just like a chimney. And if you can keep your body warm during nights like this, well, you're just that much better off. And now, it didn't cost you anything, so if you're of a mind to try that out sometime. What do you think, Duncan? KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I'd like to hear your stream of consciousness, and it always gets me thinking about stuff. And I didn't know that your dad called the net on this repeater years ago. That's a really good factoid. I haven't been a ham all that long, but I've been, I think, running the net here for, I think, 3 years. Started right around New Year's. I don't know if it was 3 or 4 years ago, something like that. But from then on, you get to learn a little nugget about somebody along the way, even about people that you've never seen, so that's interesting. And the hat, yep, that is a standard if you're going to go out for any periods of time in the cold temperatures like this.
It kind of, but it reminds me, when you said a hat being necessary, reminds me of a story. It was a job back when I was young and in shape. I worked on a tower crew, putting up cell phone towers out in Kansas and Illinois, and Midwest, and all that stuff. And we had this boss, our foreman, Jimmy. I can say his name because there's no way he's going to hear it. But he was the meanest boss. He was a mean, mean guy. And we'd work in temperatures 0 degrees. We'd have to get up before sunrise. We worked all sunset. And he would never wear a hat. He'd have a coat and, you know, Carhartts or Walls or whatever we're all wearing, but he'd never wear a hat. He'd never liked it. And it would just be 40-mile-per-hour winds in the teens with no hat. I don't know how he did it all day. My head would be a popsicle. But that story just popped into my head. Over.
What a tale. And I can't think of anything worse. Your skull is, you know, it's hard, you know. Give a couple of raps on it. It's hard. And it's flesh and bone. It protects one of the most important, one of the most crucial organs in your body. Your brain's in there. And he would be much better off. And who knows what, how many brain cells are expiring out in the cold like that in the teens. And you say 40 mile an hour winds? Golly, Bill. Okay, well, each to his own. It's not. It's a matter of comfort. And I've been so cold, and I'm not going to go into all that, but I've been so cold I could not think straight. And I got confused. And something's going on when you're just standing there, and all of a sudden you feel confused. You don't recall. Well, what's happened is that a few brain cells went pop, you know. So I'll take that under advisement. I really will. I'll probably come into that situation at some point. But years ago, I started wearing a hat. Those things that are attached to the neck of your coat, and you pull it up over, I can't get used to that type of arrangement. But just a regular hat. Still have a scarf. That's important. That's important insulation. And but just on principle, you might say, I just don't like cold weather. And we get a little bit of it here. I can still remember what it's like. But Donna agrees with me. She was raised in upstate New York. I was raised in East Tennessee. And she had it colder and deeper. She's, you know, when we first married, she once shared a family album with me. And there was a picture of her in there, just the cutest little thing you ever saw. She's got this big, bulky coat on. She's a little girl, you know, and she's, the sidewalk had been shoveled for kids to walk home, you know. And it snowed. I mean, this is snow country. And she was probably about 4.5 feet tall. And I guess maybe you might say that the snow drifted a little bit, but it got a whole lot deeper than 4.5 feet. A whole lot deeper. It was over her head and then some. She was walking home in this what would you call it, like a... You know, all around, it's 4.5 plus feet deep. And there's a little girl in there, and her dad took a picture of her down in there. It's a cute picture, anyway. I can't explain it any better than that, but one of my favorite pictures of her when she was little. And I've been in deep snows as well. And I had... I went to school before buses, not before buses existed, but before buses carried school kids. in my part of the country. So if it was 3 feet deep, that's no problem. Just raise your feet a little higher every time you wanted to take a step. Just raise it a little higher, you know, and then you go crump down into the thing. And, a few snowfalls were like that. And I'm glad they're past. That is in my past. But we had to walk, I think it was 7 miles to school. And it was all kinds of country. I mean, there were streams and bulls with big old sharp horns on them. This one bull, he was, the hill. You had to climb up, you had to walk sideways, if you can imagine that. 1 foot there and then bring the other one close and bring that. You just make baby steps up the hill because how steep it was. But this bull had no problem at all navigating. I guess it was the hooves, don't you know? The hooves that he had, that he could just... And he was a heavy sucker. He must have been 700 pounds. And he'd chase us kids. Well, that hill... Yeah, I did this for... Oh, golly. All through elementary school. Traveled that same country. And when it was raining hard, you'd have to walk up sideways. Just lift your foot up and go just a little bit further up than you're standing right now. And kind of, you know, wiggle your feet a little bit so you get a good grip. Remember, it's a grassy hill and really steep, and the bull is still in the field. And you're walking up the thing sideways. I'm probably talking to a bunch of people who walk to school. But truly, people today, my little sister, who was born, I was about 13, and she was born, she never walked to school at all. Bus came around and picked her up. Well, I'm just glad I had my experience. I guess she's glad she had hers. I'll let that go for a little bit. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that definitely brought up some memories of my own for sure. I'm going to pause here really quick to see if we have any check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. Get us from the HD on the back porch. This is KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. Collecting my doodads and getting ready for bed.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KQ4WHN. That's Mark on the HT. That is our Tuesday night net controller. Sounding good tonight, Mark. And we will hear from you tomorrow.
Roger, sir. You don't use up my Larry. I'll have him talk to you tonight, or tomorrow night, I hope, as well.
I'll have him save a little bit for tomorrow. But good to talk to you, Mark. All right, KK4JBQ, this is KU4JKV. And, walking to school, that reminds me. I grew up in southern Ohio. It's kind of where Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia all meet, all that right on the Ohio River. And we walked to school, to elementary, and that was probably 3 miles. No, that was 2 miles. And then... It was about 3 miles. And then by the time I was in middle school, there was two routes we would take. One would either be taking the streets, which is a little longer, and the other one would be a path through this woods. Between my middle school and my house was a Catholic school, and there was a big, huge patch of woods.
And if we wanted to be adventurous, we'd take that shortcut. And so you get to go through the woods, and also that's the place. If there was going to be a fight after school, they'd meet on that path in the woods for sure. So, but yeah, brought up a lot of memories there. Over.
This is KK4JBQ for anybody that cares. Fights after school. I had a few of those. But there was one fella. I just didn't want to fight him. I didn't think I'd get anywhere. And he could do some damage, as big as he was. And I could not understand what provoked him to start a fight. So, not everybody would do this, and this is just something I chose to do at the time. I still believe that it was the right thing to do. I told him that if he didn't get off my case, well, I didn't use those words, but that I was, the next time I was praying, I'd be sure to bring him up, and he had God to deal with. Now, might have been just the way I said it. He shut down, honestly. And he backed up carefully while still looking at me, you know, like he was somehow thinking I was going to put a hex on him or something. I don't know. But I was serious. I spoke to him like I was, you know, in frequent contact with the Almighty, and I was just going to bring him up. Anyway, that's the one fight I didn't have.
That was a close call, and that's one way to do it. And, yeah, I was never into many fights. Might have been a couple skirmishes. Usually I could just be the comedian and be the funny guy and talk my way out of it. So I kind of lucked out in that way. Kept most of my brain cells in that. And also you brought up the winter and the snow. You're a little older than me, but when I was growing up, I'd say late 70s, early 80s, and like it was southern Ohio. And we seemed to have a lot more snow. And I remember those days when it would snow, it would be a lot. And then it would stop snowing and have good weather for several days. But it would still be so cold and so much snow on the ground that it would always be snow until the next snow. So at when it did snow, me and all the kids would get out there with our shovels and go door to door and try to get jobs shoveling the snow. And back then it would be honestly about 75 cents to shovel a walkway. And then if they gave you like a whole bill or something, real paper, it was like, whew, we're going to the store after this, fellas. Back to you.
That's fun. I try not to think about money. You know, that's just a waste. I have, you know, enough money skills to get by. I'm not. Donna is the money person in the family. She's she was a comptroller at you would recognize the company name. And she was she's very good with money. And so I've been well taken care of, you might say. And that's pleasing because I just don't care for it. I never cared for it. It seems like, I'll just put it this way. I can't put it in one time sequence. This covers many years of time. I had a younger brother who grew up to be a real shark. I could have said something bad, but he was a real shark. And he had his own company, and he did very well with it, but he cheated every customer. And he would brag to me about it. I would help him from time to time. Sometimes he would need more than just himself, or, you know, early on before he got in other employees, he would invite me because I was cheap. I mean, I was $0 and 0 cents. It was just a matter of lunch or something like that, you know, a hamburger. What did I say? Did I not say that he was cheap? All right, he was really cheap. But that was okay. I didn't have much opportunity to be with him, and I needed to know my brother a little bit as an adult, you know. We were separated. I went to college. He didn't. But he did fine without it. You can do just fine without a college education. But me, I was, I had an impediment when I was a child, and education was, I knew it was my way to cure my, I was a stutterer. I couldn't talk, not a stream of more than 3 words at a time, and then I'd repeat them so many times, it would wear you out. It would wear you out. And I was going to conquer that. I finally did, of course, as you can tell. I can put sentences together, and I can make sense, and it just troubled me. It may not trouble others who have this problem, or they wouldn't have, maybe they wouldn't benefit from the same process that I observed. We had a, back then we called them housekeepers. She took care of the house, but she also took care of 2 kids. It was kind of a bonus for my folks that she was paid to be a housekeeper, but she brought us up, so to speak. Well, this was before I went to school, and I had been gifted that Christmas, KK4JBQ, by the way. I'm not looking at a clock. I got this easel chalkboard, which on the other side had a felt board side, and it came with letters of the alphabet, upper and lower case. And this is before I went to school. I knew my alphabet before I went to school because of this woman. And she would set me down, and she'd put the felt A, let's say. Alpha. She'd put it up on the board, and she'd say, "Watch my mouth. Say it like I say it." It's not a problem with hearing how it's said, but I don't know exactly. I'm not a speech therapist or anything, but she knew exactly how to get me cured, you might say. So I was cured from that. I had other problems, but I was cured from that before I went to school. And I'll always remember that. Her name was Gertrude. Don't know why anybody would name a little baby girl Gertrude. But it's, maybe it's German. You know, it's just a rough sounding name, you know? But anyway, golly, now I've got myself dug into a hole. I'll let you have it back. This is KK4JBQ.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that was another good story, Larry. That was a very good, very uplifting and warming story for the new year. And speaking of the new year, is there any, do you have anything fun planned for the spring or summer?
This is a special year for me. Truth. I didn't know if I'd live this long. It's not an advanced age, you might say, but it's more than I'd ever thought I'd make. My dad made 76, I think, bless his heart. Or maybe it was 86. Yeah, maybe it was 86. This will be 75 for me. And I have mixed feelings about that. And I know I'm talking to some people that are younger and some people that are older out there in the audience. However you think about it, it comes to us all if we last this long. And it's caused me to think. It's caused me to think. It's one of those magic numbers. Could I say it that way? And other years, they would just come and go. And I wouldn't think, maybe not all year long, I wouldn't think how old I was. But at 75, it's kind of a monumental number. Well, forgive me if you're out there and listening and you're older than that and you're wondering, this little whippersnapper, what's he talking about? And why does it make any difference? Well, maybe it doesn't make any difference, but I just come to feel differently about it, you know. So, I'm proud to be here this long. And I don't know what I have yet to do. But it'll become clear to me as time moves on. Every year I start this way. Or I have in the recent past started this way. What am I going to do? Which is kind of the question you asked, isn't it? Yeah. What am I going to do this year? So I think what I'd like to do, as far as this hobby goes, is learn Morse code. Morse code is historically it belongs in the hobby. The hobby belongs to it. I went through a patch of, I'm still getting over it, a patch of difficulty with my voice and larynx in particular. And well, if I just lost my voice altogether, I could still talk to people as long as they know the code also. And, impetus, that's the word I'm looking for. There is an impetus for anything that you put your mind to. You just got to find it. You know, give yourself a good reason, a cause, whatever. You know, impetus, that's the word. So I'll find some way to improve my attitude, because I've tried before and it's failed. I have failed so many times in doing this. And maybe you have your own tale to share about your struggle with Morse code. But I hope to make another attempt this year. KK4,
JBQ. JBQ, this is KO4 JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that is a good goal to set your sights on, and it doesn't take any money, really. I guess maybe a little bit for some little gadgets, but it's mostly a mental game, and it's something to keep your brain occupied. Some people like doing crossword puzzles, or like my mom, she likes little video games on her phone that require attention, and I just found that Morse code is a good way to, be nimble, I guess, and it takes a lot of practice in the listening to hearing and decoding what you're receiving. But this day and age, there are some tools that make learning easy, and one is an app on your phone, and I can't remember the name of it right now. But then, also, just yesterday, I found online, there's this little device. I think it's about $60. It's called CW Pokemon. Pokemon is a throwback reference to a popular video game or something. But this little device, it's called a CW Pokemon. It's smaller than a deck of cards. And you can plug your straight key or paddle into it, and you can practice sending. It has a little screen on there to show you what you're sending and stuff like that. That's a good way to practice, so you should pick one of those up. But if anything, like a straight key or something to practice on, you don't even need a radio. Just get a little something to tap on and a little chart
on the wall. That's how I started. And I had alphabet, the numbers, and then common punctual too. And I just went over and over, over and over every day. So so if you want to do that and you need to run anything by me, let me know. If you want to be your first CW contact, we could make that a goal for this year. Over.